So our Lord has given us this great opportunity to pray for the dead and to release them from their sufferings. Well, most of you probably don't know who you're even praying for today. I mean, you've never met him. His name is Martin Lyrell, and he's been a longtime parishioner of St. Gertrude the Great, but he's also for a long time been in a nursing home in Madeira. Well, one of the things I've noticed since I've been a priest and have gotten the chance to go to so many nursing homes to bring Holy Communion to our sick and all of that is that these nursing homes are really lonely places. It's true, there's all of this busyness, lots of people there, nurses coming in and out of the room, and many friendly people who live there, but it's lonely because the people who live there are not where they want to be. They're away from their home, they're away from their family, and everything that's familiar to them. And that's just how it was for Martin Lyrell. It was a lonely place, but I was always edified. One of the things I could always count on when I went to his place was that he would always be in a good mood, very chipper, very cheerful, and all of the rest. I was always a bit edified by how he bore his cross, though he was always lonely. He never complained. He was always smiling and happy. Well, this morning when I was preparing for this sermon, I thought of that virtue, good quality of Mr. Lyrell, and how his situation is much like the souls in purgatory. Both Mr. Lyrell, when he was living, and the souls in purgatory were sick, and they could not take care of themselves. Both were away from their home and badly wanted to go back to their home. Both knew what they needed, though, and they waited until they could go home. They bore their sufferings patiently and cheerfully without any complaint or anything like that. Well, it's true, the poor souls in purgatory are that way. They suffer. They suffer much and are far away from their home. They're away from their Father, who is God. They're away from their Mother, who is Our Lady. They're away from all of their brothers and sisters, too, the saints who are on their thrones in heaven. They're far away from their home and everything they love. But still, they are happier than we can be here on earth, too. In fact, they are happier and more cheerful, kind of like Mr. Lyrell was, more than you and I are. They know that sin is the only thing that makes someone sad, and they know also that they can no longer sin anymore, and this thought makes them joyful. And they know that in just a little while, after some patient suffering, that they will see God forever and ever, and this too makes them happy. But when we think of their joys, we also realize that their sufferings are very bad as well. It's said that the smallest pain in purgatory is much, much worse than the worst pain here on earth. We think of the North American martyrs and all that they suffered. Children, you know the story well of all that they endured, but it's nothing compared to the pains of purgatory. You think of the martyrdom of Saint Cecilia, who with three strokes with the sword, her head was not completely cut off, and she lay there for 3 days in a pool of blood, suffering terrible agonies. Yet, even that's not as bad as the sufferings of purgatory. Then you think of all the martyrs combined and pretend that you could mix all of those sufferings into one man and give them all to him. Well, those sufferings are nothing compared to those of purgatory. And some say, some saints tell us that the least pain in purgatory is greater than all of the sufferings combined since the time of Adam and Eve. And that's even just the least of the pains in purgatory. So who's going to help these poor souls? They can't help themselves anymore. Not even the angels are allowed by God to help them. But children, we are the ones that can help them and that must help them. Sometimes we get the idea that, well, it's just a good thing to do to pray for the dead and all of that, but it's really not necessary. We don't have to do it. And that's a silly thing to think. It is actually a duty of charity that we must pray for the poor souls in purgatory, for God made it that we are the ones who can help them. But we look around today and we see that today no one really cares about the souls in purgatory, and certainly no one helps them, because most people don't even believe in purgatory anymore. So if they don't believe it, and if they don't think that God would send them to purgatory, why should they pray for them? That's what they think. And then because no one prays for them, the souls are forced to remain in purgatory for years and years, sometimes centuries. They say that even every Good Friday, our Lord releases one more soul from purgatory who was alive at the time of his passion. And that was some 2,000 years ago, and still they linger in purgatory, all because so few people pray for them and remember them. So, children, you have the faith. You believe in purgatory. You believe that the sufferings are very terrible for them, and that even perhaps, we don't know, but perhaps Mr. Lurl is there right now. Perhaps there are even souls from purgatory who are right here in this church today, who are given their purgatory time to suffer in a church before the Blessed Sacrament and all of that. And they're simply waiting for your prayers and your sacrifices and all of that. I want to end today with two short stories. The first is from about a Father Nierenberg. He had a great devotion to the poor souls in purgatory, and every day he would offer many prayers and devotions to help them out. But especially each day, he prayed the rosary for their intentions and tried to gain all the indulgences that he possibly could to relieve them of their sufferings. The rosary that he used every day, though, had many blessed medals attached to it, and it was enriched with many indulgences as well. Well, one day, he lost his rosary. He couldn't find it. For a whole day, he looked in every nook and cranny of his house, but still couldn't find it. So at the end of the day, he was reduced to saying just the ordinary prayers from a little book that he would use from time to time, and he'd say those prayers for the poor souls. But as he was praying quietly in his cell, he said that he heard a noise from the ceiling. It was a very familiar noise. He said it sounded just like the sound that his rosary beads made when he prayed them. And then he saw them coming down. They were being held by invisible hands, and they were dropped right at his feet. That was the poor souls bringing them back. And you see by this story how much the poor souls love it when we say the rosary for their needs and for the relief of their sufferings, that they would even find a lost article and give it back to its owner so that he could pray it for them. Never forget the rosary for the poor souls in purgatory. Every time you say it, include the suffering souls in purgatory. But there's another story, a very short one, of a nun who lost a dear friend one time, and she resolved to do everything she possibly could, this nun did, to make sure that her friend did not remain long in purgatory. But she didn't do great works. She did small things, just commonplace actions. So that one night, it says she was very thirsty, and she went into the kitchen, and the rule of the convent allowed her to get a drink of water between meals. Well, she went into the kitchen, and she filled her glass with water. And just when she put the glass up to her lips, she thought of her friend in purgatory, and then she dumped the water out right back into the sink, and she offered it all for the poor souls. And it said that God, this action so pleased our Lord that he allowed one of the friend of this nun to come back and appear to the nun. And she said that it was very pleasing to her, and that those few drops of water that she poured out was like a beautiful bath that extinguished, as it were, the fires of purgatory for a time anyway. And so we see how even the smallest, the tiniest action that no one ever thinks about, Even those small actions relieve the souls in purgatory of their sufferings. We should never neglect them, no matter how small they seem, whether it's to do your homework well and offering it for the poor souls, whether it's to be quiet when you want to show your anger, whether it's to say just a tiny little prayer or to behave in the classroom, whatever it is, offer it for the poor souls. And remember today in particular, the soul of Mr. Lyrell, a very faithful Catholic who is always devoted to his rosary and to different devotions of the Catholic Church, and who suffered so cheerfully so often. That's another thing. Offer your little sufferings each and every day for the relief of the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal rest grant unto Martin, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.